This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Kirk, K-I-R-K, Betty, B like boy, E-A-T like Tom, T like Tom, Y. Date of birth, June 27th of 1947. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Betty with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, a history of smoldering Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, IgA monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance, and history of parathyroid adenoma removal and previous hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was October 26th of 2021. His weight is completely stable. The Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia is stable. He does see the his specialist on a routine basis. No hospitalizations or procedures. He received three doses of the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccinations, and the third dose was actually a full dose instead of a half dose due to the Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. Now, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no urine cloudiness or blood, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No fevers, no bleeding, no rashes, no edema. Medications, he's on vitamin D3 and calcium. No prescription medications. Physical examination, weight 183 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 134 over 78, pulse 76, blood pressure 94% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 15th of 2022. Creatinine is slightly improved at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 54. Albumin 4.2, calcium 8.9, sodium is 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 12.7, which is stable, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. And a history of the smoldering Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia, followed by Dr. Akkad, it's A-K-K-A-D, history of hyperparathyroidism, but he has normal calcium levels now following his parathyroid adenoma removal. Labs will be continued every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.